Dwayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Cold but clear today so far, Wayne, and that's a good sign because the marketplace is a bit higher too.
Yeah, we got a little enthusiasm generated by the fiscal numbers that come out of China. Their GDP growth was 6.9%. That was a little bit higher than what the people were looking for. Look that they are going to try to offer new fiscal stimulus in the new year and try to spur that on. So our stock markets and the international stock markets around the world are reacting a little bit positively to that. And this cold weather, I mean, basically helps a little bit of push. We started a little push up in the corn and beans on Friday. We went through some technical numbers, especially in the beans, closing above that 880 mark. We're seeing a nice little push up this morning in the corn and the beans. But how long it can live is going to be a question mark, being this sort of puts us out of contention as far as looking to what our basis levels are compared to the rest of the world into the world market.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about that and what that means over time for producers in the Midwest.
Well, I mean, as for right now, basically with the board being up Friday and today, we of course went up with our basis offers in the rest of the world for export business, and Argentina is lagging a little bit behind. The Russian corn and the Chinese and the Argentine corn is a little bit cheaper than what it is to buy out of the U.S. now at the port.
And speaking of the South American crop, I made note that there are some new numbers out. Dr. Cordonier's numbers, I think, for Argentina were up, and Brazil, he was flat. There are other numbers that are beginning to cut some of the Argentine production. What are you seeing?
Well, you know, they were talking about that. They're talking about the early harvest started down in Brazil. They're talking about that it's lower than expected, lower than last year, and lower than what has been reported. So they're saying that that could be a little bit bad. The problem is they haven't harvested a whole lot yet. So that's sort of crazy in their own respect, but they are talking about lower yields and lowering the things out of there. They're also talking about they're shipping an awful lot of corn out of Brazil right now and how soon they'll be able to ship beans because, you know, a port can only load so many boats a week, whether it's corn, beans, or but when you try to load both of them, why you get cut back a little bit. Hopefully that'll bring some business back to the U.S.
You have this winter been in one of the strongest areas for basis. Is that because you're in one of the areas that have been the have-nots for both corn and soybeans? How is basis reacting in the New Market, Indiana area, Crawfordsville area today?
Well, I think we're just basically hanging pretty good somewhere in that 18 to 25 over level for corn. The beans aren't near as good as the corn as far as the tight basis, but the ethanol plants have kept us pretty strong in that respect.
Your expectations as we go through the rest of the week, what should we be watching for?
Well, I think it's going to be to see if we can push through some of the next levels up. I think that there's a lot of the people thinking we got some caps on this around the 890 area in the March beans and the 375 area in the March corn. And we're going to be looking to see if we can get to those levels.
Outside markets, speaking of caps, have been one of the things that have been problematic. We talked a little bit about China. Crude oil still down below $30 a barrel today. Any expectation that it'll find a bottom near term?
You know, it would look very good. We poked our head back above $30, but the sanctions in Iran possibly being lifted here soon by them complying with the nuclear deal that we were talking about, you know, that puts an awful lot of oil back in the world market because they're talking about 500 million barrels a day that they would be putting on the market right away. And it does look like it's going to be awfully hard to creep back much above $30 with that hanging over our head.
When you talk to producers, are they willing yet to begin opening their bin doors, and when will they be forced to do so?
Well, I think that basically right now, if we can get a little more movement up here and with the basis levels we'll get us so they can get close to $4, I think that we will see some corn move here in Indiana. You know, like I say, it's there's people talking and looking along the way, and they are lowering their expectations just a little bit because of the time and the cash flow needs that are out there. So it is worrisome, but, you know, I do think some cash grain will move as we warm up a little bit.
Thanks so much for taking the time with me, and we'll look forward to talking with you again this afternoon.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's out of Newmarket, Indiana, joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can always find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org.